Conclusion: the choice to self-destruct or rebuild. Reaching the end of this journey, it's clear that the path of self-destruction is familiar and easy to slip into. The habits that combat veterans develop during service often carry over into civilian life, shaping how they handle stress, relationships, and personal challenges. Looking back on this journey, it's important to recognize the patterns that have led to destruction and understand that there's always a choice to change course. Veterans are trained to survive, to push through pain and discomfort without showing weakness. In combat, that mindset can save lives. But in life after service, that same mindset can lead to isolation, strained relationships, and self-sabotage. The need for control, the craving for adrenaline, and the habit of shutting down emotionally can slowly break down even the strongest bonds with family and friends. Looking at the wreckage, it's easy to feel stuck, wondering how things reached this point. But understanding the patterns is the first step toward breaking them. The repeated cycles of anger, withdrawal, and guilt don't have to define the future. Recognizing the damage caused by these habits isn't about assigning blame. It's about taking responsibility and deciding what happens next. Self-destruction is a learned behavior, but rebuilding is a choice. Understanding the patterns. For many veterans, the cycle of self-destruction begins quietly. The stress of adjusting to civilian life creates tension. Small conflicts with loved ones can spiral into bigger fights. The instinct to withdraw, to protect oneself from emotional pain, becomes the default response. Over time, the need for control, the craving for intensity, and the inability to express vulnerability begin to corrode relationships. The same training that kept a veteran alive in combat becomes a roadblock to connection and trust. It's not that veterans don't care about their loved ones. Most of the time, it's the opposite. The desire to protect those closest to them often leads to emotional distance. Pushing people away feels like the safer option. After all, if no one gets too close, no one can get hurt. But that approach slowly erodes intimacy and trust. The guilt that comes with realizing the damage can be overwhelming. Veterans often feel like they're failing their families, even though they've been trying their best. This creates a dangerous loop, feeling unworthy of love, withdrawing even more, and repeating the pattern of hurt. Without intervention, the cycle repeats until relationships are permanently damaged or lost. The choice to change. Every veteran eventually reaches a crossroads. Continue down the path of destruction or choose to rebuild. That choice isn't easy. Changing long-held habits takes courage and commitment, but it's possible. And it starts with admitting that the current path isn't working. Rebuilding begins with vulnerability. For veterans, opening up about feelings can feel unnatural and even dangerous. It's hard to break down the walls that have been built over years of training and survival. But trust is only rebuilt when walls come down. Talking about feelings, fears, and regrets isn't a sign of weakness. It's a step towards strength and healing. Seeking professional help is often the turning point. Therapists, counselors, and veteran support groups understand the unique challenges that come with life after service. Talking to someone who knows the territory and can offer guidance without judgment makes a difference. It's not about fixing the past. It's about learning how to move forward without repeating the same mistakes. Rebuilding also requires forgiveness, not just for others, but for oneself. The mistakes of the past can't be changed, but carrying guilt and shame only fuels the cycle of self-destruction. Letting go of that burden is the only way to heal. Forgiving oneself for not knowing better, for reacting poorly, or for failing to protect loved ones is an essential part of rebuilding. Trust takes time to rebuild, but small steps matter. Being present, listening without defensiveness, and admitting when you're wrong rebuilds trust brick by brick. It's not about perfection. It's about consistency and showing up, even when it's hard. Reaching out for help. No one can rebuild alone. The temptation to handle things alone is strong for veterans. After all, independence and self-reliance are deeply ingrained. But true healing happens in connection with others. Asking for help isn't weakness, it's strength. Support from family and friends matters, but professional support is just as critical. Therapists, veteran groups, and counselors specialize in helping veterans untangle the emotional and psychological knots created by trauma and combat experience. Talking to others who've walked the same road makes a difference. It's easier to rebuild when you know you're not alone. Accepting help also means letting others see the real you, not the tough, guarded exterior, but the person underneath. That requires courage, but it creates space for real connection. Vulnerability isn't about exposing weakness. It's about allowing others to meet you where you are and support you as you heal. Finding purpose again. Healing isn't just about fixing broken relationships, it's about finding purpose. Veterans often struggle with a sense of aimlessness after service. The loss of structure, mission, and identity can create a void that's hard to fill. Rebuilding means finding a new purpose, something meaningful to work toward. That purpose doesn't have to be grand or complicated. It can be as simple as strengthening relationships with family or helping other veterans who are struggling. Purpose comes from feeling useful, needed, and connected. Volunteering, mentoring, and supporting others helps fill the void left after service. Purpose also comes from personal growth, learning how to communicate better, how to manage emotions, and how to trust again creates a stronger foundation for future relationships. It's not about going back to who you were before service. It's about becoming a stronger, more balanced version of yourself. Choosing growth over destruction. The choice to self-destruct or rebuild is always there. No one can make that decision for you. Continuing destructive patterns may feel easier in the short term, but it leads to isolation, regret, and deeper pain. Choosing growth means stepping into discomfort, facing the hard truths, and committing to change. Growth isn't linear. There will be setbacks, mistakes, and moments of doubt. But progress comes from persistence. Each small step toward vulnerability, trust, and connection creates momentum. Healing isn't about perfection. It's about showing up, trying again, and staying committed even when it's hard. Veterans are not defined by their mistakes or the damage they've caused. They are defined by the strength it takes to face those mistakes and rebuild. Self-destruction isn't inevitable. It's a choice. And so is healing. The path forward isn't about erasing the past. It's about building a better future. The next step. The road ahead isn't easy, but it's possible. Every veteran has the power to choose growth over destruction. Reaching out for help, rebuilding trust, and finding a new purpose takes work, but it's worth it. The past doesn't have to define the future. The choice to heal, to reconnect, and to grow is available to every veteran who's willing to take it. Healing starts with one decision, to stop repeating the patterns of destruction and choose a better way forward. The path isn't easy, but it leads to peace, connection, and a sense of purpose that lasts. The choice to self-destruct or rebuild is in your hands.